Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Culture is the most recent label for a free speech debate that's been going on for a very long time.
Nowadays, the term cancel culture has become the Swiss Army knife of political warfare.
Cancel culture is real, it's insane, and it's growing exponentially.
This is how Trump gets reelected. Cancel Dr. Seuss. Cancel Abe Lincoln, melt down Mr. Potato Head's private parts. This is his path to victory the next time around.
That's one of my all-time favorite drops from Jimmy Kimmel that I actually have that on my quick sheet here that I don't play it very often, but it definitely, you know, I should use it more often because it's a great line.
This is how Trump gets reelected, by the way.
It really is. So here's the reason I wanted to share this with you. We've talked before many, many times about cancel culture, what used to be called political correctness. We do the Transgressors Memorial Service, right, on Fridays at 6:20 and 8:20, where I pretend to be a pastor going through the funeral service for the various things that have been canceled this week. It's always it takes a lot of time to write that, can I tell you? I forget how much time it takes to write things. It really does. Anyway, but I hope you enjoy that, and I know a lot of you do. What's interesting to me is that conservatives have mostly been the ones talking about, you know, first political correctness. And of course, Trump got elected largely by talking about political correctness. I mean, that was a big theme for him. And now, but sort of regular media, you know, what some people call mainstream media, they've really kind of poo-pooed the idea that there is a danger here, that there is a problem here. They've kind of embraced it. You know, because mostly they're liberals and mostly they look at these as good things. These are improvements. These are, you know, cleaning up the trash in our culture. So when CBS Sunday Morning with Ted Koppel and Jane Pauley start talking about their concerns about cancel culture, even they are recognizing that this is a bad thing, that this has really gone quite a ways too far, and that the idea of judging everything in the past by standards of the present that are rapidly shifting is a dangerous thing.
We are undergoing an incredibly important reexamination of who our heroes are and should be. And I think that is not a fake issue at all. I can't think of anything more important.
You realize, of course, that that leaves you wide open to the argument that we are applying 21st century values to 18th century people.
Absolutely. Preach it, Ted. That's exactly right. And then when you think about all of the various issues that are on social media, which this is Leon Botstein. He's the president of Bard College.
Cancel culture is much more focused on punishment. Social media is like an accelerant to an arson. Everything moves.
God, that is a great expression. Social media is like an accelerant to an arson. Oh,
everything moves rapidly and out of control. So the slightest spark creates an avalanche, if you will, of retribution. There's no room for error. And the response is not to start a conversation or a dialogue, but to shut the person out in some way.
That is so accurate. It is so contrary to American values, so contrary to the principle of free speech and tolerance and diversity, which the people who do the canceling do it in the name of tolerance and diversity, which is amazing. It is such an amazing Orwellian reversal of the meaning of the terms. And one of those guys who, he's such a fascinating character, Andrew Sullivan, who himself got basically moved out of his gig because of all of this, and a wonderful thinker. I don't always agree with him, but, a interesting guy is a gay guy who's mostly conservative. I mean, it's just a fascinating character.
America has always had these spasms of bullying, of social intimidation, of trying to suppress. From Salem through the blacklist, it goes way back, and this is just another bout of this Puritanism, which I hope at some point will end.
Oh my goodness. Cancel culture, political correctness, is the modern American Puritanism. Well, no, it's not. We're not religious. Think about it. You think about it. You think about how much this feels like Salem. Consider the possibility. He's really onto this.
This country is an amazing experiment in openness and diversity, generating more mutual understanding.
Used to be.
No, it's more than it's ever been. You go anywhere in the world, anywhere else in the world, and find a country as diverse and as tolerant as this one. You try. You think China doesn't have unbelievable levels of unspeakable racism and sexism?
He's absolutely right. As flawed and as messed up and as in danger as we are of losing identity as Americans in a free society right now, we are still way ahead. He's absolutely right about that. It's true. And in fact, America always has and always will be on the verge of losing itself. Because this collage of decency, virtue, productivity, freedom, that's a hard thing to maintain. It's atypical in the history of human society. It really is.
These narratives that are being propelled that this society is basically not even advanced since slavery, these are extremist views. The idea there's no difference between men and women, that biological sex does not exist. This stuff is insane.
It really is. He's exactly right. And the fact that you are going to risk getting canceled or getting boycotted if you're not fully on board with the insanity, it's amazing.
But to those who say, Andrew, look, for all the generations that we women, we trans, we blacks have been oppressed in this country, we finally have the wherewithal
to oppress others.
We finally have the wherewithal
to oppress others. Great question.
To administer some leverage of our own. What's your answer?
I think some of it is motivated by a kind of inverse racism and sexism that wants some kind of payback. Yes, I do think some of that is part of the psychology.
That's certainly a part of it. What's the old Lord Acton concept that power corrupts absolutely, right? The more power you have, the ability to express your will through force against other people or coercion is an incredibly intoxicating thing for most people. And it's hard to expect that they're going to gain that ability and then use it responsibly because, again, the history of humanity is not to do that so much. So anyway, I just wanted to take a minute and honor CBS Sunday Morning, which is a show I don't normally watch, but somebody mentioned this to me. Honor them for doing a segment on this where they took it seriously, where they put the right voices on to raise the right questions. And as I say, when Ted Koppel and Jane Pauley are raising questions about cancel culture, you know it's gone too far already. Passes to Pensacon. It's not this weekend, but it is next weekend. So that is 8 days away. 8 days to Pensacon. Oh my God, love this thing every single year. All right. Now, this is not that hard, but it's not that easy either. So here goes. You need to tell me, in chronological as they showed up in the movie theaters, the order in which all 9 of the main Star Wars movies came out. You need to tell me in order, starting in the 70s, moving through a couple years ago, tell me the order as they came out in real lifetime in order to win a pair of passes to Pensacon. 437-1620, 437-1620. Not that hard, not that easy. For those who know, you know. Okay. In the meanwhile, we're waiting for folks to call in. Mark Jacobs in the newsroom with our headlines. Mark?
Up their sleeves to get protected against coronavirus, several states start giving the Pfizer vaccine to 12 to 15-year-olds today. GOP Congresswoman Liz Cheney reflecting on what cost her a leadership position and where her party's headed in the future. On the Today Show, she says she was removed for challenging the former president's false claims that the election was stolen.
For reasons that I don't understand, leaders in my party have decided to embrace the former president who launched that attack. And I think you've watched over the course of the last several months the former president get more aggressive, more vocal, pushing the lie.
Cheney says she'll work to make sure Trump never gets anywhere near the Oval Office again. And talk about your backseat driver, Param Sharma, arrested after riding in the back of his Tesla while it was in self-drive mode. CHP, California Highway Patrol, got several 911 calls about a car on the interstate with no driver. Sharma moved to the front seat after he was pulled over, told local news he plans to ride in the back seat on self-drive again, claiming self-driving cars are the future.
Okay, not to defend a guy breaking the law or nothing.
Yeah.
But what's the point of having a self-drive car if you can't sit in the back seat?
I mean, if you have to sit right there ready to take over at a moment's notice,
yeah, I mean,
what's the point?
That's as dumb as being vaccinated and having to wear a mask still. Yeah, the reason you get vaccinated is so you don't have to wear a mask. The reason, I mean, that's not the only reason.
You get a self-driving car so you can have lunch.
That's right. So you can sit in the back, eat lunch, and lay down if you need to. I mean, this is obvious to me. All right, 725. Let's get Clint on the line here. 437-1620. Clint, I got a pair of weekend passes for Pensacon on the line here. If you can tell me all 9 of the main Star Wars movies in order as they showed up in the movie theaters, go.
4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 9.
Nice. Yeah, nice. I was thinking whether I would require you to go with the names, but I decided to be nice.
I appreciate it.
Clint, congratulations. Let me put you on hold, and we'll get your information here in just a minute. Yeah, that's A New Hope, which is the one everybody thinks of as Star Wars. And then it's Empire, Jedi, Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, Revenge of the Sith, Force Awakens, Last Jedi, and The Rise of Skywalker, with little Han Solo and little Rogue One and some other stuff thrown in there. I mean, those are the main ones thrown in there. 726 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. More tickets for Pensacon. You can just go. You can just pay to go. It's worth paying to go. It's certainly worth the price of admission, but we'll be giving more tickets away this week and next. Somebody texted in here on our talk about the self-driving cars, the guy in the backseat says, Andrew, the self-driving car and the COVID shot and the mask comment comparison, we're dying. Let's keep it up. But, yeah, no, it's true. I mean, what is the point of a self-driving car that you have to stay there and monitor? Right? And by the way, I know one thing. I don't know if anybody's thinking about this much, but if you're an Uber or a Lyft driver, you know what self-driving cars mean for you, right? Right? You get that that's the end of your job. Because if people could sit in the back seat and drink while they're being driven to the next place by their self-driving car, they're probably not going to go. Just a thought. Automation has its consequences.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Police in the Bay Area have arrested the driver of a Tesla for allegedly operating the vehicle from the back seat. The California Highway Patrol had received 911 calls about the driver. The officer in yesterday's arrest saw the driver, the lone occupant of the car, seated in the back seat. The 25-year-old male driver moved behind the wheel and stopped the car on the shoulder of the interstate where he was arrested. The incident is the latest to raise questions about how some drivers use the advanced driver assistance features Tesla offers on its vehicles. Shares of car rental company Hertz skyrocketed more than 50% after it selected a $6 billion turnaround bid that provides a rare payout to shareholders for a company in bankruptcy. Several investment firms won the bid to take over Hertz in its bankruptcy reorganization, which the company hopes to exit by the end of June. On Wall Street, futures are mixed after stocks plummeted yesterday. The Dow Industrials dropped 681. The NASDAQ lost 357. That's Your Money Now.
Good morning, 738 News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. Thanks for listening. I know you have choices, and I appreciate that you choose us. And I would choose you, too, if I knew you. this is a total side note. I used to teach college ethics and logic for a long time, about 10 years. And the one thing that I dislike the most about moving to radio is I just don't get to see you. You know, I wish I could. It's so much more fun that way. Plus, you find out when your jokes aren't funny. When there's real people, you find out fast when your jokes aren't funny, or if you're married. Either way, 738. Mike Wood is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. You know, if we could only buzz back when those jokes are bad, it would be pretty cool.
Oh, that would be a very discouraging development. I'm not in favor of this. Well, you can always text me unfunny. And I know you know okay. What I mean when I say the wife will always tell you to. Anyway.
Absolutely, I do.
So we had a pretty serious incident this week. Let's start there. The shooting that took place on 8th Avenue on Tuesday. You guys made a determination after the fact about the nature of this thing, right?
Yeah, it looks like it was an argument escalated to a disturbance that escalated into a murder-suicide when a husband came to the home of his estranged wife, and there was an argument that turned into a disturbance, and he eventually shot another female that lived in that home. It was not his estranged wife. He then turned the gun on himself.
And had you guys had calls out to that location before, or was this the first time for them?
I'm not familiar with the calls for service there before. I haven't checked on that.
Okay, because I know it's one of those things that it's something that you guys struggle with all the time is the ability to take action on what is not yet a crime. You know, the ability, because you guys know people, and you understand that, well, like, you get a call out for service, and there's nothing within your scope of ability to solve, and then that just heart-sinking call back to that location for a subsequent event. I think this is something that came up recently with Chief Randall, that he was, it's going to be, you know, assuming that he's going to be approved tonight by the city council, that's something that he wants to work on, or at least I remember this coming up in the conversation about, you know, how can we do a little bit more to empower police to prevent those kinds of domestic things when they're there for the first encounter. Is that, I mean, am I thinking right about this?
Yeah, you absolutely are. And over the years, there's been programs and there's been laws. Even, you know, if we see evidence of violence, then we have to make an arrest. And it didn't used to be that way. It was up to the officer. So things have evolved. But, Andrew, it's very difficult to prevent crimes within a home or violent crimes within a home. All we do is, you know, we ask women and men, too, that are being either physically or mentally abused to not take it, to let somebody know. You know, to start paperwork and get it documented that things are happening, and hopefully we can get them the help that they need.
Absolutely. And by the way, I just got a text in from somebody that works with you who says no history at that address. So that was a first call out to that particular location. So was that. The big issue tonight, I guess big, I don't know, we'll see, at city council is they're going to have this conversation about changing the badges, changing the insignia, changing the logos on the cars. The cost is high, $300,000, but there's a lot of elements to this, right?
Yeah, there's a lot more, excuse me, than the badge and the hat badge. There's patches, you know, uniforms. There's the labor, the cost to get all that ball involved or to get all of that done. There's a big list, and that is available to the media of what exactly this is going to cost. So, you know, it's been done before. I believe it was in 2011 under Mayor Hayward. It has been done before, and, you know, we're okay. What we're going to do is we're going to pin on that new badge, and we're going to do what we do every day, and that's go out and provide the very best police services to our citizens.
So 2011, was that the changeover from the old Confederate battle flag, what some people might think of as the General Lee flag, to the Stars and Bars, the Second National flag? So that was done, we just did this 10 years ago under Hayward?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Okay. Man, I guess I hope that we don't figure out that the French flag is no good either in the near future. This week is kind of a big week because it's the week where, I mean, we focus on law enforcement here in Pensacola Morning News all the time, but it's National Police Week this week, right?
It is, and, you know, we appreciate that. We appreciate the support, but I got to tell you, you know, we get support from our community every day. You know, there's officers that you can go to a restaurant and they get their meals paid for. You can go to a drive-up window at a restaurant, at a fast food place, and people pay for your meals. We are literally shown this every day in person, on our Facebook page, all kinds of different ways of the support that we have. And we are honored and we're glad that there's a week set aside for us.
Yeah, no, it's wonderful. And I certainly am glad that, you know, let alone an everyday thing, but at least once a year, there's kind of an additional bit of attention that's paid to you guys. And you guys had this week your first coffee with a cop in a while too, right?
Yeah, it's been a while because of COVID, and that happened outside the Doghouse Deli. A good turnout there. We're glad to see the folks again and be able to talk to them one-on-one and get the questions answered and meet with them on a level that, you know, where we weren't called there for a problem and we're just able to speak, and we plan to do more of those.
No, it's wonderful. It's really good to see, and, you know, I know that's one of the – that kind of thing, that community outreach is something that you guys enjoy doing. And, you know, you enjoy answering the questions and meeting people and teaching them what you do. I mean, everybody loves to talk about what they do when they believe in it. And so the ability to interact with the public, it's nice to see that coming back. A lot of times you have a question or you have a myth or some kind of a... It's amazing to me that police shows even exist because they're basically like an alternate universe in terms of what's real versus what you see on the TV show. But did you have a myth this week or even a thing that people think about cops and want to debunk?
Yeah, you know, and that's why we don't watch a lot of them, is because they're so off the chain. And then the ones that are real, like cops and live PD, we don't want to watch those because it's too much like work. So what do we watch? But yeah, we have a myth, and it involves video. You know, you can watch these TV shows where they're reviewing video of a crime, and the person will say, stop, back it up, zoom in, and you'll hear all these little noises that don't exist either. And then they blow it up, and they can see, they can read a book from 400 yards away in this camera. That's just not, I mean, there's some cameras that are that good, and we have some of those in the city of Pensacola that are extremely good, but the ones that we get most of the time from stores, banks, hospitals, are not that quality. Now, they're good, and we can get some information, useful information, you know, what time it happened, how many people were involved in things like that, but to zoom in and get that license plate number is sometimes difficult because you just can't enhance pixels that were not there in the first place.
Yeah, the resolution quality on these videos, as we see from when you guys release footage that we can go to look for somebody, it's just not nearly that quality. You make me think of another one that I'm tempted to save for another week, but I'll ask you now because we're talking about this video thing. I'm always amused in law enforcement shows when the hacker of the show, you know, there's always a hacker on every show, and the hacker of the show is able to go in immediately and pull up in 10 seconds every camera from anywhere in real time under any circumstances to get the 100% digitally clear image of everything that just happened, just like real life, right?
Yeah, we wish. You know, but again, Andrew, these cameras are getting cheaper, they're getting better, and we'll be there one day, and we are so much better now with all the cameras, you know, but the consumer ones and the cameras at businesses, so much better now than we were just 5 or 6 years ago. So it's getting there, but you know, a lot of times people want, you know, you see these videos on the news and I look at the comments and they're like, well, you know, that doesn't help at all. That's the best we've got sometimes, and we just can't make it any better. And but hopefully things are going that direction, and it will get better soon.
Certainly so. Mike Wood, he is a public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, as always, thanks for the work. Thanks for the time explaining things to us. We certainly appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
So the full text of the resolution is here, and it's on the screen now. We encourage the Florida legislature to eliminate the requirement for a citizen to possess a concealed weapon permit to be able to lawfully carry a concealed weapon or firearm in the state of Florida. We support the right of citizens 18 years of age or older, not otherwise prohibited by law, to purchase and possess a firearm on the same day the firearm is purchased after passing the required FDLE background check. And that's the extent of the resolution.
Mayor Heather Lindsay at Tuesday's Milton City Council meeting reading a resolution to endorse the Second Amendment to the Florida legislature to have same-day purchasing of guns rather than a waiting period, 18 years and up to purchase guns, and permitless concealed carry, which I fully support. I support open carry. I think that when the Constitution says shall not, you know, that's what it means. But okay, you know, I lived in states that are open carry. It's no big deal. Al Rutan, who was one of the speakers there weren't that many people there to talk about this. I think most of the normal, like, politically engaged people who like to be at meetings, they were too busy being at the Board of County Commission meeting for Santa Rosa County that they couldn't show up at Milton. But Al Rutan did show up there.
I don't want to be as known as a city or county that's got the Wild Wild West. You know what I mean? And hopefully this council will not approve this.
Wild, wild west. Again, I have lived in Arizona. I have lived in Oregon. They are the west. They are the wild west. But I wouldn't say they're the wild, wild west. And it just doesn't wind up being like that. It's funny the notions that people have about what liberty is going to do to people if they're allowed to just, you know, have firearms. Oh, no, it's terrible. Well, you know, you should just go try it before you talk too much about it. So the response, by the way, from the city council, the only one who really gave much of a comment was David Richardson.
I have no qualms with the way this is written. As long as you are a law-abiding citizen and being able to protect yourself, I have to say that I support that. People may be angry with me after this day is over, but I support that.
Good for you, City Council. Unanimous approval. So it doesn't change anything, but it does send a message to the Florida legislature that, hey, in Santa Rosa County, we support guns. We support permitless carry. You know, you shouldn't be discriminating against poor people for the ability to own a weapon and defend themselves, especially for women, minorities who benefit the most. And only because I know there's a couple of you who are probably thinking it. So predates you? Do you recognize that at all?
I'm afraid to say the answer.
Artemis Gordon and Jim West.
I would have been wrong.
There you go. So there Mark you go. Jacobs knows in the newsroom, right?
I certainly do. I love that show.
Absolutely. Great show. What's going on in the newsroom, Mark?
President Biden meeting with more Republicans today about his infrastructure plan. He'll talk with six senators. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says they want to reach an outcome, but the House GOP leader doesn't want the package to include home health. Congresswoman Liz Cheney may no longer be the third-ranking Republican in the House, but she's not ruling out a potential run for president to keep Donald Trump out of the Oval Office.
I am very focused on making sure that our party becomes, again, a party that stands for truth and stands for fundamental principles that are conservative and mostly stands for the Constitution.
On the Today Show, the Wyoming Republican reflected on being removed from her House leadership post.
Presidential candidate?
Hey.
Go on.
Say goodbye to Uncle Ben's rice. Bye-bye. Mars Food confirming the name and packaging changing. Now it's just Ben's Original.
Without a picture?
With no picture. The rice boxes have featured a white-haired black man since 1940, but critics say that evokes servitude.
Well, I mean, thank goodness we don't have any more pictures of black people on any of these packages in grocery stores. What is happening to this world? The best way to promote equality is to eliminate Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben so you don't have to see. Anyway.
We should just take all images of people off
of
everything.
No people, no names of places.
No people, no names.
That's right.
No nothing.
All right. Davis Allen, time for a super quick shot of sports.
Yeah, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos victorious yesterday, 4-1. We'll play the Barons again tonight. First pitch at 6:35. Also, the NFL released its schedule set to get underway September 9th as the Buccaneers will be taking on the Dallas Cowboys. Also, the game to look forward to, Bucks against the New England Patriots in Foxborough. That's going to be week 4. That's a quick shot of sports.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair, wraps a doll around her as she's heading for the bed.
Every day, black women are subjected to harsh and racist treatment during pregnancy and childbirth. Every day, black women die because the system denies our humanity. It denies us patient care. I sit before you today as a single mom, as a nurse, as an activist, and as a congresswoman, and I am committed to doing the absolute most to protect black mothers, to protect black babies, to protect black birthing people, and to save lives. Thank you, and I yield back.
What is a birthing people? Birthing people? Is that the new gender-free, politically correct, uncanceled way to refer to a mother? Birthing people, Representative Bush? Oh man, you had my attention with everything else, and you lost my attention with that misstep.